case number 11,047, Softball World LLC, south of Route 9, Lewis Georgetown Highway, 2300 feet west of Route 321 Park Avenue. A variance for an additional ground sign and a variance from the required square feet for an off-premise ground sign.
Please state your name and address for the record, please.
Yes, Wallace Townsend, 21525 Willow Lane, Lewis, Delaware.
Do you swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you. And Mr. Chairman, just for the record, if appears that our office may have a conflict of interest with this application. So if there are any questions that the board may have, refer that to conflict counsel Vince Robertson.
Okay. Thank you for that. Good evening, sir.
Hello. I'm here asking for a variance for a sign that was put up for a new project that we're doing out at the baseball park.
Mm-hmm.
It's for All Hallows Farm. It's a billboard type looking sign, approximately 300 square feet, set back off the property approximately 250 feet. And I received a notice that it was not in accordance to, you know, it wasn't was what it should be. So I wasn't aware of it at the time. I was told that any structure over 200 square feet would need a permission or a variance.
Mm-hmm.
And currently, I didn't know it at the time, when I put it up, but currently there are no signs at Sports at the Beach that are 200 square feet, if that helps any. The nature of Sports at the Beach business isn't that people come from far away for that, and it wasn't like we needed a big structure for that.
Mm-hmm.
Now again, if that's good, it was dumb luck, because I wasn't aware of it. So.
And did you put the sign up yourself, or did somebody do it for you?
We put it up ourselves.
Put it up yourself?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Did you notice you needed a permit for a sign?
I didn't know I needed a permit for that sign, no, sir.
How about the other?
Yes, I'm assuming we got a permit for that. That was 10 years ago.
Assuming.
I think we got a permit for that.
I believe he does.
Yes.
Okay.
The one we put up, we thought because of being back off the road as far as it was.
Is that
I knew
one,
if I put one on the road, that I would have needed.
Does that one have any image of the sign that you're asking for here? Does that have the same, or is it smaller?
Excuse me?
The sign that you put up prior to this one here, is that smaller or larger? Or?
Oh, yeah, that's a very small sign.
Very small sign.
Yes, it's right at the entrance to the park. It's
Sports at the Beach.
Yeah, the Sports at the Beach sign is probably 4x15.
Mm-hmm.
As far as the lettering goes, I don't know, the whole structure is probably 10x15. I'm not sure if it's the structure or the lettering.
So this is going to be 18 feet high, is that correct?
It's approximately 18 feet high, probably 20 feet wide. It's very similar to what you'd see with a billboard. I think the actual signage was either 12 by 20 or 15 by 20. It's approximately 300 square feet.
And how far off the road is it?
250 feet.
250 feet.
Mm-hmm.
And you're advertising Sports at the Beach?
No, or? Advertising All Hallows Farm. That's a new project that we've done.
Oh, okay.
The previous sign from 10 years ago is Sports at the Beach, and that's right on the road.
Mm-hmm. And that's on both sides?
Yes, sir. No, both sides for the old sign.
How about the new sign?
One side.
One side?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, are there any further questions? Mr. Hudson?
No.
Mr. Mills?
Yes. Mr. Wallace, you, I believe we approved the use that you're advertising, which was, it's been, a couple years ago?
Probably 3 years ago.
Okay. Then, Did you personally apply to the board? I mean, you were here for the hearing.
Yes,
yes,
was.
I thought so.
Yes, I was.
Okay, you just testified that you didn't know at the time about certain things. You applied for this request on the middle of July, is that correct? According to the application, it says July 17th of 2012, you applied for this variance?
Yes.
Okay. I ride by your place every day on my way to work. I've noticed since July that the sign's been added to, a white border.
Yes, it says open at the bottom.
Okay. Is your request including that?
No, it wasn't in my original request.
Okay, and why did you add to that? You already knew that you were in violation.
It was a temporary sign that we take on and off for the weekends.
I see. And it appears that recently you also put some lighting on the sign?
Yes, sir.
Did that cost you money? So why, is there a reason that you might have incurred some costs not knowing that it was going to be approved or not?
No, just trying to get ready for the season.
Okay. Can you address the standards for granting a variance for us?
What?
Can you address the standards for granting a variance for us? With your application, there was a list of standards for a variance that you have to convince this board that you meet in order for us to approve the variance.
Okay.
Can you address those for us?
I'm a little confused.
Okay. You remember filling out the application?
For the signs.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Do you remember there was a piece of paper that you signed that said you understood the standards for granting a variance and would be prepared to address those standards with the board, and you understood that you had to convince us that you met those standards? Do you recall that?
In all honesty, no.
Okay.
I'm not sure what the standards are.
Would you like more time to prepare?
Will you leave your case open? Leave you enough time to prepare is what Mr. Mills is asking you.
I don't mind that, but I'm still not sure what he's asking.
I'm sure that, well.
Here it is, sure. If you want to look at it.
Do you want to do it tonight, or you want to allow yourself some time to look at it and study it?
So basically what you're asking is if the check marks here that...
Yeah, what the burden on you as an applicant is to convince this board that you meet all five of those standards for your request.
Okay.
So you can do that now, or we can give you some time and hear the other hearings, or you can come. We can leave the hearing open so you can come back next week and do that.
Next Monday night, we have another hearing next Monday night. Allow yourself enough time to do that with. Would you?
Okay. Can you explain to me the five? Because I'm looking at.
Yes,
more than
you
that.
Have to show that there's a uniqueness in your request,
okay.
And you have to show that there's no possibility that it can be developed in strict conformity and it's necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. You have to show that you yourself have not created the need for the request. You have to show that it won't alter the essential character of the neighborhood, be detrimental to public welfare, and so forth, and also that it's a minimum to afford relief.
Okay.
Okay.
You confused me when you said five, I'm sorry.
That's five. There's uniqueness, cannot otherwise be developed, cannot be created by the applicant, won't alter, and minimum.
Okay, I will need more time then.
Okay.
Okay. Should we go ahead and run it through, or just...
And see if there's
We need to see if there's anybody here that would testify for or against.
All right, are there any other questions then from members of the board?
No.
Okay, hearing none. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion to leave the public hearing for case number 11,047 open, so that the applicant can better prepare, and we'll leave that open to our next regular meeting next Monday night.
I have a second to that motion.
Second that motion.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills, and a second by Mr. Rickards, that we leave case number 11,047 open until our next regular meeting to allow the applicant more time to be prepared.
Okay, thank you. Sorry that I wasn't prepared.
Okay, all those in favor of the motion, Mr. Rickards?
Again, yes.
Mr. Rickards?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Mr. Workman?
Aye.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye.
Mr. Mills?
Aye.
And aye, Mr. Callaway. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,047 will be left open.